Joining us on the WBGO Journal is Brandon Rippey. He's a teacher at Science Park High School in Newark and a member of the Newark Education Workers Caucus, also known as the New Caucus. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
And on the phone, we have Claire Woods. She's the lead attorney on this case with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Thanks for your time.
NRDC, alongside the New Caucus, recently announced a lawsuit against Newark and New Jersey state officials that alleges a violation of the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act. Is that correct, Claire?
Yes. Over the last 18 months, the levels of lead in Newark's drinking water, as reported by the city to the state, have been extremely high. We're seeing very concerning levels of lead in the drinking water. And because of that, we submitted a series of Public Records Act requests to the city and to the state, and received, you know, some pretty concerning information or lack of information about what the city has been doing or not doing and what the state has been doing or not doing to address this problem. And so we've identified areas where we think that there is some serious noncompliance, and we've filed a lawsuit to try to bring Newark and the state into compliance with federal safe drinking water laws.
Andrea Hall Adebowale, Director of Water and Sewer Utilities for the City of Newark, says they haven't approved a lead and copper sampling plan from the State Department of Environmental Protection. I spoke with her recently. Let's hear what she has to say.
The plan required us to identify 100 Tier 1 lead service lines. We identified 150. It requires us to sample those locations every 6 months. And it began in January 2017. And we have done that. We're just completing our sampling for the January to June of 2018.
Claire, you have results now from January to June 2018. What did you find?
Yeah, so we saw yet another action level exceedance for that six-month period, a third action level exceedance. One of the sampling results was the highest we've seen so far in the past 18 months. So there's still a problem in Newark.
Brandon, you were once a Newark resident, correct?
Yes.
And you're still a teacher in this city. What was the lead situation like when you were living here?
Well, quite honestly, it was probably just as bad as it is now, but no one was really ever aware of it. It wasn't until 2016 that there was some found in the schools, and certain schools had elevated levels of lead, and testing was done. And throughout the public schools, many water fountains throughout many buildings were actually shut down once it was realized that certain specific fountains had elevated levels of lead. But that never made complete sense to me, how certain fountains might have it, but not the rest of the building. So after that, you know, there was a lot of news coverage in 2016, in the spring, I think it was. The mayor made statements, the school superintendent made statements, and there was a lot of testing done. But after that, nothing was ever really heard about it until about 7 or 8 months ago, when we were approached by the Natural Resources Defense Council telling us about some of the details about the still elevated levels of lead in the city.
And that's not only in the schools, that's also in people's homes, people's properties.
That is correct. In fact, the testing that we've seen, the data that we've seen, which is Newark's own data, shows that in places like Ivy Hill and in the Weequake section is where the highest levels of lead are found. And that is in probably single family homes or apartment dwellings. And it's the lead feeder pipes that feed from the street to the house that actually probably is doing the most lead damage.
When I spoke with Director Adebowale, she told me a little bit about what their plans for the city are moving forward. Let's hear that.
We have implemented a lead service line replacement plan that began May 1st. Basically, we are committed to replacing all of our lead service lines throughout the city. We sent out over 3,000 letters on May 1st to our first phase. We have a 10-phase program over 8 years where we plan to, like I said, replace all of the service lines. We also are conducting a corrosion control study to determine what actually created the exceedance. Was it just the presence of all the lead service lines throughout the city, or is it a possible failure in our corrosion control? So we're doing what we are regulatorily required to do. So we are committed to the lead service line replacement. We're reaching out to residents, hoping that they participate in the program. It will be at a cost of no more than $1,000 to each property owner, and the city would absorb the rest of the cost through a loan through the state and JDEP.
Brandon, do you think that's a fair assessment of this situation for residents in the city of Newark?
Well, I think I'd be generous to call it fair. I mean, I think, number one, the city, by federal law, the Safe Water Drinking Act, is required to first notify all residents immediately when this happens. So in 2016, there should have been mass mailings to everybody, and there should have been, I think, a really proactive campaign to educate residents. And that didn't really happen in a thorough way at all. And the 3,000 letters that were mailed out, I don't know, 6 weeks or two months ago now, that was in direct response to our notice of intent to sue. Had we not done that, we don't know if those would have gone out at all. And suddenly there were robocalls going out to all the citizens of Newark. But why wasn't that done a year or 2 years ago?
With us on the WBGO Journal, Brandon Rippey, teacher at Science Park High School in Newark and a member of the Newark Education Workers Caucus, and Claire Woods, attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. Newark Water Utility Director Adebowale insists the city has everything in place to address the lead issue, and residents shouldn't be warned.
The city of Newark's water is safe to drink, as it always has been. There's no problem with our source water. We do have a lead service line problem, which we are addressing very aggressively. The state only requires us to replace 7% of our lead service lines, and the city has already committed to replacing 100% of our lead service lines. So I think that speaks volumes for the city's commitment, for the city's how they value their residents and their customers, that we want to do the right thing by the people that live here, and we are committed to doing the right thing.
Brandon?
That's very misleading, and I hate to challenge her like this, but that's very misleading because obviously in Peconic Watershed, where we get our water from, the water is very good, probably. It's pure as any in New Jersey. But the problem, as she said, is the lead feeder lines. So to say the drinking water is safe as it leaves Peconic and therefore it's safe going into our tap and into our cup, that's misleading. The reality is all those pipes leading from Peconic through the city and into people's homes, that she said that's the problem. That means that the drinking water may not be nearly as safe as it is when it leaves Peconic watershed, because if those pipes are leaching or if anything's happening, depending on the heat levels, you know, we've had a scientist tell us that when it's hotter and the water is warmer, lead is more likely to leach out, and it can even leach out in flakes and chunks. And so there's a whole variety of problems with the piping. So to act like the Peconic watershed is perfect and therefore the water coming out of our tap is perfect, that's not a good connection.
So what do we see happening next? The city feels they're complying to the best of their ability. The NRDC and new caucus want to see them be more proactive. I mean, because you don't want to go to court, right?
No. I mean, we would really like to work collaboratively with the city, but they have not been willing to share information or speak with us. NRDC's goal here is to secure safe water, safe drinking water for Newark's residents, for pregnant women and children and adults who are put at risk of lead exposure. And we hope that the city will engage with us and that we don't have to pursue this litigation till the end and that we can reach an enforceable settlement agreement. But absent that, we will fight to ensure safe water for the city's residents on behalf of our clients.
Yeah, and I mean, keep in mind, if they immediately started doing mass, you know, digging up of lead pipes, we'd be perfectly happy because that's our goal. We don't want to be teaching students who are drinking excessive amounts of lead and having it affect their you know, behavior, their performance in school. And I would just hope that the city be more transparent in the future.
Brandon Rippey of the Newark Education Workers Caucus and Claire Woods, attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Same. Thanks for having me.